Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you for joining us. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. Leslie Kossoff is our guest. Leslie is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the principal of Kossoff Management Consulting. It's an international firm specializing in helping companies to get their act together organizationally and structurally and from a management standpoint, and make sure that the executives are thinking properly. And she's the author of a number of books, including one of my favorites, Executive Thinking, as well as Managing for Quality, and the person that no one I'd rather eat pancakes with in San Francisco than Leslie Kossoff. Leslie, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, and to all of your listeners, of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm signing up people to have a good 2003 with me.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to get on my list?
Add me on.
Let's do it.
You bet.
And you know what? I think that's how to do it, don't you? I think the way we have a good 2003 is by enlisting the people around us to just glom onto each other and do it.
It's true. And for those who simply insist on having a cruddy year, wish them all the best. And
have a good life.
Absolutely.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
It's true, and I can tell you I won't be having pancakes with them in San Francisco or any place else for that matter.
Your book, Executive Thinking, as I've told my audience before, not only is the content outstanding, it's the most handsome book I've ever seen, but I want you to talk to us about executive thinking this visit, because I want you to help us get into the minds of small business owners that they're executives, and that if they're going to be executives, and they are, whether they act like it or not, or admit it or not, whether they realize it or not, if you're going to be an executive, there is a level of thinking, a stratosphere of thinking that executives have to do, and you have to get in your rocket ship or your helicopter or whatever you get, however you get there, and you have to go up, you have to go get in that orbit.
Absolutely.
Where the executive thinking is done. And even though you're in your little business, your mind has to get up to that level of executive thinking, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And particularly for small business owners, one of the interesting things that I find is that small business owners don't realize in most cases that they're doing exactly the same type of thinking and facing the same types of challenges that large corporation executives mm-hmm. face. Only they're facing it on a smaller scale.
Bite size.
Yep, absolutely. But the issues are exactly the same. And so there really isn't a huge leap from, you know, thinking of yourself as a small business owner to accepting the fact that as a small business owner, you are the most senior executive in your organization and have the responsibility for making that dream that led you to start the business in the first place to come true.
Mm-hmm.
And that dream is the thing that really is what separates the best executives from executives that are managers, frankly. And there's a whole group of executives, even at the largest corporate level, that are just managers. And this is a big problem for small business owners, because small business owners are so busy doing all of the time and taking care of everything. And it's also very immediate, and in most cases, as we've talked about before, small business owners know how to do every single job in their organization because at one time or another they've had to do it.
We brought this up in the last visit with Rick Mara. We were talking about how to keep good people,
mm-hmm.
how to find and keep good people.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the statement, I said, there's in small businesses, there's an awful lot of doing, but there's not a whole lot of managing, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And at the small business owner level, and again, in that executive mode, the managing, what separates the men from the boys is going that next step to a thinking level, as you talked about. You know, you get mentally in your helicopter, in your airplane, whatever, your rocket ship, you get that what's usually referred to as the 30,000 foot view. Mm-hmm. And you take a step back, and really all it takes initially is just take a step back from all of the tasks that you're faced with every day and look at your organization from the perspective of, is this what I had always envisioned it to be? What about it is, what about it isn't, and now what do we need to do to build on the best and to address the things that aren't working the way we want?
One of the things that Leslie focuses on in her book, one of the fundamental things, is the difference between your vision for your organization and your vision of your organization. We're going to get her to tell us the difference right after these messages. It's Tony Tell. Stay with us. We're back. 17 Till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Sam Norwood is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the most recent report, the most recent survey that he's conducted with his CFOs, I should say, certified financial officers, or chief financial officers around the country. Several hundred of them conduct a survey every month to find out what the economy's doing, where it's been, where it is, and where it's going, and we're going to cover that with Sam. After Sam, we'll have Rick Rickardson on the show, who will be talking to us about buying and selling businesses, where the investment community is these days. Then after Rick, we'll have Michael Cox, who's with the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. He is the chief financial officer there and chief economist, and we're going to talk to him about what the economy has in store for us in the year ahead. And all that will be preceded by my standard, at least for the next several days, my standard coverage of some of the resolutions that I've recommended for us. Leslie Kossoff is our guest. She's the author of Managing for Quality and Executive Thinking. Leslie, give us your website, please.
It's www.kossoff.com, and Kossoff is spelled K-O-S-S like Sam, O-F-F like Frank.
All right, check that out when you get a chance, and you can find out more about her books there. Also, her books are available wherever books are sold. Leslie, we're talking about executive thinking and getting our people into this orbit of executive thinking. And I want to come back to what I said about the focus of your book, and that is that the difference between your vision for your company and your vision of your company.
Absolutely. And they really are different, because a vision of your company is a passive vision. And unfortunately, it's what we've most come to expect and experience it. You know, basically all of those groups of executives that got together and would come up with that vision for the organization that said, we will be the premier provider of whatever it is, that's a vision of your organization, because it's passive. It doesn't actually have any clear direction. If you think about it, it has no real vision to it. It's this sort of always out of reach goal that you can keep trying to achieve, but almost so what? It doesn't necessarily answer what you, especially as the small business owner, had always wanted to achieve in your organization. A vision for...
Can I stop you for a second?
Please.
In the vision of, I'm going to propose, Leslie, that's also where all the doing is.
Yeah.
That's also where the crisis management lives.
Absolutely.
And folks, if you like crisis management, continue to have visions of your business.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'd like to say, you know what, just for an hour, I'd like to go where there is no crisis management.
Yeah.
Now, Leslie, go ahead.
The vision...
It's this next place.
It is the next place, and it is the vision for the organization, and I promise you that it is exactly why you went into business in the first place. Your vision for the organization is that thing that you saw when you first started thinking about, if I had a business and it did this, this is what it would look like. This is how it would operate. This is how people would interact with one another. These are the kinds of things that we would produce. These are the kinds of services that we would provide. this is how people would talk about us. This is the kind of relationship we would have with our suppliers. And the thing that's so important is that for most small business owners, entrepreneurs actually, you know, and by the way, I loved your comment in your most recent newsletter, one of your predictions about entrepreneurialism, because I absolutely agree with you that it's going to grow again in 2003. One of the things about entrepreneurs, which is what small business owners are, and which is also that whole executive component, is that in so many cases, the reason, at least part of the reason, that they decide to start the business at all is because of what they've seen elsewhere that they knew was not what it could be. And that's the dream that you're working to, that picture that you have in your head that's in glorious Technicolor, that's all of those things that you knew that you could do with your business that no one else was doing. And that's your vision for the organization. And it's active, and it's participative, and it's collegial, and it's collaborative, and it draws everybody in because they can see what you see too.
And you might be thinking that when you get into that orbit of a vision four, you might be a little uncomfortable if it seems a little rose-colored, if it seems a little Pollyannish, if it seems a little bit too. But the way I like to think about it, the way I'd like for you to think about this, folks, and Leslie, see what you think about it. When I was learning how to fly, I was taught about the performance envelope of an airplane. You've heard of the term pushing of the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an aviation term, folks, if you didn't know it already. And every operation, every airplane has a performance envelope beyond which it is considered to be outside of that envelope and hasn't been tested. And maybe in an airplane it's a little unsafe. There are more risks outside the envelope. Well, I like to think of you in that, once you're in that vision for your company, I like to think of that's the place that you where you can push the envelope. And that you're thinking, you know, I want to stretch a little bit. I want to stretch my organization, and so therefore I have to stretch my thinking a little bit. And that's when you get in the vision for your company,
mm-hmm.
and go up there and stretch your and push the envelope.
And you're absolutely correct. And again, that pushing the envelope is what started the whole idea of having the small business in the first place in most cases. And then when you get into that world of crisis management and the vision of and all of the doing and the task management, you contract and you go far, far away from what it was that you always knew that you could do and that you could get your organization to do. And what you're talking about, and I absolutely agree with you, is that what this process is really going back to that point where you started when you first had your dream for your organization and grasping it again with both hands and saying, okay, now let's do it.
Leslie, stand by. Okay. Quick break. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. Leslie Kossoff is our guest and our good friend, the author of Managing for Quality and the Dream, the Executive Thinking, the Dream, the Vision, the Mission Achieved. Leslie Kossoff, K-O-S-S-O-F-F, and that's Kossoff.com if you want to find out more about her books, her articles, the things that she does, the things she makes available to organizations, then she can make available to your organization as well. So check that out, and they can email you from there. Leslie, can they find your phone number there?
Absolutely. Everything's on the website. It's very easy to track me down.
All right. Check that out when you get a chance. And, folks, she works with companies all over the world, but also she can work with your little company right here in the United States or wherever you are, wherever you're listening, however you're listening. She can help you because you do a lot of work virtually, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, and especially with small businesses, I do more work virtually with them than I do with the large corporations, which ends up being both more cost-effective but also more immediate. And I have to admit, I know that you talk about small business owners as being your heroes. I love small business owners.
They're fun, aren't they?
They are. They're wonderful, and you know, because they've got that
they're
drive.
They're especially fun as pets, aren't they?
Well, stop it. No. You know, in so many ways, small business owners are wonderfully intolerant of the kinds of things that executives in large organizations have to become tolerant of.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, for me, one of my joys in working with small business owners, and even when I'm working with heads of divisions in larger corporations, but I get to work with sort of the small business equivalent inside of a large corporation. The thing that I love about it is the immediacy. And that again, is one of the wonderful things that small business owners have going for them that large corporation executives don't. And in the world of the executive, one of the great frustrations at the large corporation side is that they can't affect the changes.
The behemoth.
Absolutely. They can't make the kinds of changes that they want in the organization, and there's always this gap between what they see and what their vision for their organization and what they've actually got.
And that's what's so much fun about executive thinking in a small business, because it's so dynamic, it's so, as you say, immediate.
Absolutely. And because of that immediacy, and back to your world of pushing the envelope, as you're going in a direction and you're pushing that envelope, you also have the immediacy of seeing how it's working, what you need to do. You can adjust, again, in that very immediate kind of way, so that the risk for the small business owner in taking on that dream for their organization is actually, in many ways, much smaller. The risk is much smaller, and the benefits are much larger than occurs in the large corporation.
Because you can test
quicker.
Absolutely. And less expensively.
Absolutely.
You can be up in your orbit, in your executive thinking orbit, and then swoop down and see something you want to do, and swoop down and make a test, and and go back up in your orbit and observe it again and say, you know what, I don't think that's right. Go test it again, make a little adjustment, test it again, and then guess what, folks? It's time for lunch.
Yeah.
You did it this morning.
Yep. It's true. It is that fast. It really is. It's the most wonderful thing. And you know, I think that the first step that the executive, any executive, needs to take is to remember that first and foremost they can believe in themselves, that the dream that they had for their organization that led them to start their organization is what has made the organization successful to this point. And so, you know, while we all tend to live, as you say, in the crisis management mode, we're forced to be living constantly looking at the problems that we have to solve, and we don't give ourselves the opportunity to take a look at what we've actually achieved. And in this world of vision for the organization and working to your dream of the organization and manifesting it as a reality, one of the things it gives the small business owner, the executive, the opportunity to do is to take a look at what they've already done and really congratulate themselves, their team, celebrate the successes, and then say, look, if against all these odds, this is what we were able to do. What might we do next? Look at what the possibilities are, and suddenly it becomes a limitless world.
That's the reason that what you just said is so important, is because we get so involved and so encompassed in the vision of the business, mm-hmm. that we sometimes don't even realize that we've hit a home run.
I know.
And only when you get up above it, folks, and look at your vision for your company, are you able to look down and say, hey, that was pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I did it.
Yes.
Leslie, I'm going to have to stop. That's the last word, and I'm afraid I have it, but I'll let you have the one next time. You're going to come back, right?
Absolutely.
Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Leslie.
My pleasure, Jim.
See ya.
Okay.
She'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, you know who you are. I'm so proud of you. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.